This is 88.5 NEPM. With holiday travel congestion back to pre-pandemic levels, are Massachusetts lawmakers warming to the idea of expanded tolls? I'm Carrie Healy, and this is Beacon Hill in 5, our look at the week ahead in politics and government in Massachusetts. We've got Chris Lisinski from the State House News Service on the line. Thanks for being here, Chris.
Hi, Carrie.
Last month, State Transportation Secretary Monica Tibbetts-Nutt floated a rather bold revenue idea, adding tolls at Massachusetts state lines. Governor Moore Healy quickly tried to put that idea to bed, and now, a month later, Connecticut Governor Ned Lamont is calling out the Massachusetts toll idea as a not great idea. Connecticut Republicans piled on, saying the Massachusetts tolls would kill jobs and tax Connecticut residents. Chris, where are Massachusetts lawmakers on these tolls? And is this still being floated as a viable option?
I'll start with that second question first. There's not really any substantial support among the people who would need to support this to make it a reality. Senate President Karen Spilka is the most open-minded to the idea. And actually, she's been open-minded to expanding tolls more broadly for years, well before Monica Tibbetts-Nutt became transportation secretary. But the governor's already backtracked from this. We don't have any inkling that the House Democratic leadership is on board, so it doesn't appear to be going anywhere, at least for now. Some lawmakers, especially out in Western Mass or in Metro West communities that use the Massachusetts Turnpike, don't think it's that bad an idea, probably because their constituents already pay tolls and they want some other folks to face the same kind of burden. We had some Senate debate this week where Senator Jake Oliveira actually pulled $8.80 out of his pocket, dropped it onto his desk to point out the exact amount of money that his constituents would pay trying to get to the State House using the turnpike.
In the wee hours of Friday morning, Chris, state senators passed a $58 billion budget bill on a unanimous vote. At adjournment, Senate President Karen Spilka told senators to rest, relax, and recuperate and come back refreshed after the long holiday weekend. And now, of course, that conference committee takes on the task of ironing out the differences between the Senate and the House plans. What could be those sticking points?
We know a few different policy areas that are specific sticking points. The bottom lines are roughly about the same, about $58 billion, but the House wants to legalize online lottery. The Senate does not. The Senate wants to offer free community college. The House does not. And then there's some differences in how they would carve up money from the state's surtax, where that funding would go, and whether transportation funding should be more focused on the MBTA or regional transit authorities. I'd say those are probably the biggest sticking points that we'll need to get some kind of reconciliation.
And what kind of work are senators returning refreshed to tackle?
How much time do you have? The list is just really, really long, given that we've got just a hair over 2 months left for formal sessions for the year. The Senate is expecting to do some kind of a major healthcare bill, responding to the House's hospital oversight and cost control bill. Both branches still need to take up Governor Healy's housing bond bill and her economic development bill. And after that, you know, I could go on and on for a full 8 to 10 minutes about different bills that are still somewhere in limbo along the process.
Okay. So briefly, Chris, some in Massachusetts emergency family shelters this week will start getting eviction letters effective September 1st. And this caught some officials off guard. It hinges on counting stays retroactively back to January. And it comes as a new law governing the length of shelter stays kicks in this week. What are you hearing about this from lawmakers?
A handful of lawmakers were concerned and said that they didn't think that these time limits were supposed to be retroactive when they implemented the law. Started a push to change it, eventually backed away from it, but top Democrats have really given the administration bandwidth to execute this approach as they see fit.
Chris Lisinski reports for the State House News Service in Boston. Chris, thank you.
You got it.
This is Beacon Hill in 5, our weekly check-in at the State House, and you can subscribe to this podcast and others from NEPM at our website. That's nepm.org/podcast.